Welcome back in hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic are with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Gentry Estes from the Tennessean coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on the Preds and their game one loss to Colorado last night. Get his thoughts on Ryan Tannehill speaking yesterday to the media as well for the first time since the Cincinnati game. And Joe, there's a lot to sort through here with Ryan Tannehill. He talked about a variety of different things. Let me first start by saying this. When we saw that Tannehill was going to speak yesterday, I don't know about you, but personally I thought, okay, he's going to be asked a lot about the Cincinnati game. He's going to be asked a lot about the interceptions, maybe be asked about not being at locker room cleanout day the next day, and obviously the social media stuff. And the approach that I thought he would take is basically, hey, man, we're looking forward here. I'm not looking backwards. Excited about this year, yada, yada, all that stuff. I thought he was pretty open yesterday, probably as open as Tannehill has been or will be in a press conference type setting. I thought he handled it pretty well. I mean, he talked about, you know, how hard it was for him after the Cincinnati game, and he had to go through therapy and talked about that, how he's been doing things like that for a while now, said he was in a dark place. And he's now found a way to kind of dig himself out of that. Talked about the loss of A.J. Brown, and I thought was pretty open and honest about that, about how much that hurts to see A.J. Brown gone. So I thought a lot of what he said yesterday was really good in terms of the openness and the honesty of it all. Now, is that going to change the way Titans fans feel about the performance and him as the quarterback moving forward? Probably not, but I thought that that was nice to see from Tannehill yesterday. There was another thing that he said that we'll get to here in just a minute that upset me. But what did you make of, from that standpoint, of Tannehill and his comments yesterday for the first time since the Cincinnati game?
Well, the first thing that went through my mind was, gee, great week to be out of town for me. But honestly, my overall takeaway from his presser was that he did pretty well. I thought he was a lot more forthcoming and frank about everything than he would be, because Tannehill, I would say, like, compared to Mariota, he'll say more.
Yeah.
Mariota, very nice guy. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good evening. Super nice guy. Often didn't say a ton. You know, Tannehill sometimes gets into that too, but I thought that was probably as revealing oppressor as he's had, and I thought that he took accountability for it like he hadn't before. Now, he should have done it before. Like, you can't go back to the post game after the Bengals. You can't go back to the game, which is what he'd really like to do and everyone would like him to do, and you can't go back to clean out day. But I thought it was pretty good, and I thought he answered to the stuff on the Celsius and all that. I mean, I think the questions were good, including from Jared and other members of the press corps. And I thought it was a good presser. It's one of those things where if you are so out on him that you've decided he's, you know, like a bad person who needs to be run out of town, then you're going to find tons of stuff in that presser that was offensive or that was problematic. I think objectively looking at that presser, I thought he did well.
I thought he did too. And then there was the Malik Willis stuff that people have taken and run with yesterday since the press conference. And it's going to be a talking point all over the place today as well. Not just here, but probably around the country as well. And he was asked about Malik Willis and the Titans drafting him, said he had texted Malik Willis, you know, said that John Robinson and the Titans did not inform him that that's what they were going to do in the draft, and went on to say, quote, "I don't think it's my job to mentor him, but if he learns from me along the way, that's a great thing." That was his quote when talking about Malik Willis. So obviously the quote, "I don't think it's my job to mentor him," has generated a ton of reaction on Titans Twitter. A lot of people yelling at Tannehill about being a bad teammate. There's the argument of, is it Tannehill's job to mentor him? Is it not Tannehill's job to mentor him? And I got to be honest, this is one of the dumbest things I've ever talked about. Like, this is already to the point where I almost don't even want to discuss it here on the show because it's so stupid, but I feel like I have to anyway. People are getting way too hung up on the word mentor. Like, I think people act like Ryan Tannehill said, every time Malik Willis comes in the room, I'm going to slam the door in his face. I'm not going to have conversations with him. If he wants to watch film with me, I'm going to take a baseball bat and crush the projector so he can't see any film. It's not what he said. He said he's not his job to mentor him. This is no different from a whole lot of quarterbacks that I can list, but I'll just give you two. Do you look, I understand when I say this, people are going to be like, oh my gosh, are you comparing Ryan Tannehill to Tom Brady and Brett Favre as a player? No, I'm not. He is nowhere close to Tom Brady, and he is nowhere close to Brett Favre as a player. But do you think Tom Brady had any interest whatsoever in mentoring Jimmy G when the Patriots drafted him to be the replacement? The answer is no. As a matter of fact, as more information has come out, he actively undermined Jimmy G and tried to get him out. Do you think that Brett Favre had any interest whatsoever in mentoring Aaron Rodgers when the Packers drafted him in the first round? Well, we know the answer to that because Brett Favre openly talked about it at the time and said that he will not be mentoring Aaron Rodgers. So, again, I'm not comparing Ryan Tannehill to Brett Favre and Tom Brady as a player, but people are getting way too hung up on the word mentor. It is not Ryan Tannehill's job to sit there every day at practice and say, all right, now I know we just went through practice today, but Malik, let's go out here and out back and let's work on your throwing form and let's work on your 7-step drop and let's do all these other stuff. That is the job of the coaching staff, specifically the job of the quarterback coach to do this. And Joe, I cannot believe that this has devolved into the biggest discussion that it did yesterday on social media. I hate it. It's so stupid. And yet here we are.
This has been a Rob rant. We're not doing the rants today because we have so much to discuss, but we have just had a very nice Rob rant. And yes. And by the way, if you're sick of this, depending on what happens later in the show, my God, you may be really sick of it before this show ends. So I just want you to brace yourself for that. Look, first of all, I couldn't agree more with you. And the thing is, and honestly, this is where I have to look at myself and say, man, you got to pay more attention, I guess, because it totally didn't even impact me when he said that. Like when he said that, I thought, so, you know, I'm sitting there watching the presser from afar and tweeting out some stuff, you know, and I thought there was a lot of meat on the bone. I thought it was a really interesting press conference. Look, we're in a situation where, obviously, in sports now, people are way more comfortable talking about mental health and therapy, things like that. But still, I mean, I didn't expect Tannehill to talk about, you know, seeing a therapist and needing it and being in a dark place, all these things. There was a lot of it that I thought was really interesting, and that totally went over my head. Like, I didn't – the first indication I had, Kaharski tweeted about it, and basically the same idea, which is like, you know, pretty much a good, presser, but he may take some, whatever he wrote, I'll find it. You know, he may take some criticism for the, it's not my job to mentor him. And that's the first time that I was like, oh yeah, okay. I guess. Yeah. Here he goes. Tannehill stood up to a range of questions pretty well. This is Kaharski. One thing likely to draw scrutiny is he said, I don't think it's my job to mentor Malik Willis. So again, that didn't even cross my mind. And we said that, I'm like, yeah, okay. I guess I could see that, but you know what? It's gone nuts. Now it's not fair to just isolate like the Titans fans who hate Tannehill because like NFL.com, it's the top headline.
I know.
ESPN. So this is also a media thing. It's not just the fans who hate Tannehill thing. This is a media, to me, it's a media flaw. It's really just making something out of very little. Maybe say it a little differently, I guess, but honestly, it's not his job at all. And I bet you this is nothing like the two situations you described, which were toxic. I mean, like those two situations with Hall of Fame quarterbacks and then, talented, understudies. I mean, I think toxic is not too strong. I think certainly with Green Bay, right? I mean, it was just like basically not speaking. I bet you it's not like that at all here. But it was just a very simple matter of fact answer. And here we are.
Well, and we'll get to break. Bo, we'll get to you on the other side coming up on our phone line. This is, I mean, we got a text right now that says, I think it's a little ironic that you said the fans believe that Ryan is going to slam the door in Malik Willis's face. But then you say that mentoring means he's literally going to go out on the field and coach him after practice. Both of those statements are pure hyperbole. Let's get back down to earth. That's what I'm talking about. Like, they're so, people are so caught up on the word mentor. Ryan Tannehill did not say that he's not going to help Malik Willis or that he's not going to be a good teammate to Malik Willis. That's what right. We need to drill down on here.
Yes. And here's, you know, Scott on the text line. It may not be his job, but a true leader goes above and beyond for their team. Tannehill seems to be showing more and more that he's about himself. I think that's wrong. I'm sorry, maybe it's not you, Scott, but I think most of the reaction to this is just people who want him to not be the quarterback anymore. And I understand that, but you got to separate these two things.
We'll continue the discussion on Ryan Tannehill. Get to more of your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Bo, hang with us. We'll get to you on the other side as well. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road. You're on ESPN 1025, The Game.
Ultimately, probably his goal is to take your job.
I mean, that's part of being in a quarterback room in the same room. You know, we're competing against each other. We're watching the same tape. We're doing the same drills. I don't think it's my job to mentor him, but if he learns from me along the way, then that's a great thing.
So those were the comments from Ryan Tannehill yesterday that has everybody all up in an uproar on Titans Twitter and throughout the country as well. And look, this is not just a Titans fan argument. I mean, Kurt Warner was tweeting about this yesterday. Nate Washington was tweeting about this yesterday too, which is just hilarious to me. But that's what was going on yesterday, and it's generated quite the reaction out there on both sides. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Adam from Portland, who wants to weigh in. Adam, thanks for calling into Robbie and Rex Road.
No, buddy. We're so soft, right? Like, that is – to get so upset about that, you just look at other leagues, man. Like, our league itself is soft, but then our fan base is so soft. And, like, I just pretend it was Mariota. Like, that's all you have to do. I know y'all hate this guy. Just pretend it was Mariota, because Mariota was nowhere near as good as Tannehill. And we let him do whatever he wanted to do because we loved him so much and he was so nice. And Ryan Tannehill's just as nice, man. I mean, I thought that was a genuinely good press conference. He was very candid and open about his mental health struggles. And that he had some bogus questions thrown at him, I thought. And I thought he answered them really well. It's not his job. It's absolutely not his job to do that. He doesn't want to – I mean, I know – he even said, hey, if he learns from me, that's on him. Like, Malik Willis has to be responsible for Malik Willis, not Ryan Tannehill.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for calling. Adam, yes. What were the bogus questions that you believe were bogus?
I'm sure you were listening to me get on to Jerry. I thought a couple of questions thrown in there yesterday, man. How come you sucked last year? I thought that's kind of a bogus question. Considering he got the team to the playoffs with a broken team as the number one seed. I thought it was a stupid question. There's a few of them like that, man. But, hey, I'm not media. I'm just a fan listening to it. And when I heard it, I was like, that's a bogus question.
Hey, thanks for calling, Adam. We appreciate it. Yep. I mean, look, it's one of those things, too, where it's such a – and we knew it was going to be this way, Joe. It's not just with a Malik Willis situation. He has reached such a point with this fan base and with this town after the Cincinnati game that everything he says and does from here on out is going to be heavily scrutinized one way or the other. And, you know, I do think a lot of this is if you're out on Tannehill, which, again, we've talked about here on the show, I can't blame you if you're out on Ryan Tannehill. But if you are, you're going to read those comments yesterday and say, well, how could you be such a bad teammate? It is your job. You're getting paid by the Titans to do all these things. Which is also hilarious to me because, as this texter points out on the text line, says, quote, I find it funny the same people who are calling Tannehill trash are the same people upset that he won't mentor Willis. Why would you want someone you don't think is good to mentor anybody? It's coming from a texter on the text line. This whole thing is just ridiculous to me.
What did Wes in Clarksville say? It's like getting the new guy at work, letting the guy that messes stuff up always be the one training him. Okay, so this is how we stock the detergent. Oh no, it all falls over. Again, if Kurt, so this is the problem with this too, is I think if everybody who reacted, like Kurt Warner, I didn't see what he tweeted, but anybody around the league, anybody who reacted to this in a negative way, like, oh, that's not being a leader. They read, it's not my job to be, I don't think it's my job to mentor him. They read that line. I bet you they didn't actually listen to the entire answer in context. And again, I hate this, you know, oh, taking out of context. People are always trying to, they say something stupid and then, oh, you took me out of context. Okay, well, here's the entire quote. You know, here's the paragraph before it and after it. Where is it taken out of context? Usually that's bogus. Okay, but in this situation, people who are taking that line are like, that's exactly what's happening. Because I think if you listen to the clip that Michelle played right there coming in, like, and they, this is why I had no reaction to it. Like, yeah. Like, if he learns along the way, great, you know. And he was asked, I didn't hear the beginning of Jared's question, but I guess it was sort of like, what was it? How do you coexist with someone who's trying to take your job or something like that, right?
Yeah, basically.
Which is fine. I mean, again, I don't have a problem with the question. I mean, he's really not trying to take his job this year if we're all being realistic. He's coming in here for a redshirt year to see if he can be a viable option as a starting quarterback in this league, which is still a major, major question at this point. But this is a frustrating thing. And I don't know if Adam's right about, you know, everybody's soft, but boy, they sure are sensitive. There's no doubt about that.
Well, it's also like the Kurt Warner tweet was, quote, "I'll never understand the I'm not here to mentor the next guy mentality. So for all you young quarterbacks that need a mentor, DM me and I'll be that guy. Happy to help in any way I can." Hey, look, I like Kurt Warner. I think he's a good guy. But let's just go back through Kurt Warner's career. He took over for Mark Bulger, started there, was the quarterback in New York, did not go well. Eli Manning replaced him. And then he left New York and went and took the job away from Matt Leinart. Do you think he was there to mentor Matt Leinart, or was he there to be the starting quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals? That's what he was there to do. Like, it just – people are getting so caught up on this word. Ryan Tannehill's job is to think that – is to be the starting quarterback of the team. That doesn't mean that he's going to just disregard and totally ignore Malik Willis and everything that he does or says. But Ryan Tannehill still believes that he's the starting quarterback and can be for the foreseeable future here in Nashville. So, like, I think people are waking way too much of this.
It's so bad. Speaking of Kurt Warner, by the way, was he good at mentoring folks on stocking the detergent aisle?
Well, it could be.
Maybe he wasn't very good at that. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. So Tannehill said he texted Malik Willis. Did he text him like, "Hey man, good luck to you. I'm not mentoring you at all. So don't come talking to me about anything." I'm sure it was like, "Hey, welcome to the team. Let's go. Let's get better. Let's work." Here's a key question. I'm sure there's a lot of people in the building, okay, who are less confident in Ryan Tannehill on the field, and that's totally understandable. Because how could you not be after that last performance? That's 100% fair. If you could get every single person in that building at a press conference or in a one-on-one and give them truth serum. I love that. I love the truth serum thing. And ask them if they have any concerns about Tannehill in the quarterback room, his relationship with Willis, whether he'll end up being, you know, a benefit to Willis, et cetera, et cetera. I bet you not one single person has a remote concern about that. Because it's going to be fine. He's going to be a good teammate, and Willis is going to learn. And it is not at all his job to, like you said, to go out of his way. It's his job. He's trying to keep his job. You have to expect some level of competition between the two. Even if it's not immediate, down the road, if Willis does have an incredible year of development, in tandem with Tannehill having a similar year to last year, then there's a really good chance this is the last year of his job. How do you expect someone to embrace that and be like, "All right, let's get my butt out of here as fast as possible"? It's just, it's all so dumb.
Well, and the other part of this too is, you know, I brought up the Brady and Brett Favre examples, and I know some people are just going to tune that out immediately because they think that I'm trying to compare Tom Brady and Brett Favre to Ryan Tannehill as players, and that's not what I'm saying. But I mean, let's think about this. Aaron Rodgers was a first-round draft pick, and he was drafted to be the quarterback that replaces Brett Favre. Jimmy Garoppolo was a second-round draft pick, and he was drafted to be the quarterback that replaces Tom Brady. Now, we know how both of those stories ended up working out, and Rodgers eventually did replace Brett Favre. It took 3 years, but he eventually did end up replacing Brett Favre, and Jimmy G went from New England to San Francisco, and now who knows where he'll be after that. But the point is, Rodgers is a first-round pick. Garoppolo is a second-round pick. Malik Willis is a third-round pick. He slid down to the third round. Like, we don't even know if Malik Willis is ever going to be the starter for the Titans. We like a lot of what he brings to the table. There's a lot of, I think, great physical attributes that he has. He's got a great arm. He's a great athlete. He can run. There's a lot to be excited about from Malik Willis, and I commend the Titans for selecting him where they did, because if it works out, I mean, you're talking about a home run pick in the third round. But this idea that, you know, Malik Willis needs to be groomed by Ryan Tannehill, we have no idea if Malik Willis is ever going to be good enough to start in the league. That was the conversation on him in the draft. Like, is he ever going to develop where he's a full-time NFL starter? People feel that way about the
huge
entire
question.
Quarterback class. Yeah.
Huge uncertainty. No. So I mean, it looks like, I mean, this is another thing too I'd love to know, is like the overall, outside of Titans fans who hate Tannehill. I mean, because you have to compartmentalize that. But I would think around the league, so Darius Butler here, he quote tweeted the thing, and actually our guy Lance responded to it and tagged us. So his response is, this is what y'all fake mad about today. Tannehill's 100% right here. He has one job, be the starting quarterback for the Titans. If he chooses to mentor Malik Willis along the way, that's good on him, but by no means an obligation. And I will again repeat, I bet you Tannehill's great for Malik Willis. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't guarantee that he's – but, like, do you think Tannehill's going to undermine him? You know, like, throw his playbook in the trash when he's not looking and stuff? He's going to be a good teammate. He's just – right now, he's not a good enough quarterback. He wasn't a good enough quarterback in the playoffs, so people want him out. That's totally in bounds. This stuff is – dumb. It's so dumb.
The conversation on Ryan Tannehill, get to some other things he said yesterday in his press conference, lengthy press conference yesterday for Ryan Tannehill with the media for the first time since the Cincinnati game. All that coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Optics at all when you're sending out social media stuff from the boat or of 20 questions while guys are here together?
Yeah, I'm working. Just because I was at home doesn't mean I was relaxing. You know, I'm working. I'm throwing. I'm running. I'm getting myself mentally and physically ready to go. I'm having conversations with Tide, making sure I'm on top of all the information that the guys are getting. We've been through it the past couple of years of no off season, of kind of a shorter off season last year where I was just here for OTAs, and I've kind of figured out that one size doesn't fit all for the off season program, and I kind of know what I need to do mentally and physically to get myself in the best position to go in with a full head of steam into August and training camp and into the season, and that's what I do.
That was Ryan Tannehill, Titans quarterback, yesterday at his press conference discussing the social media posts that we've talked about. So, Joe, it turns out, I guess the picture of the Celsius post with him on the boat was taken in March, according to Tannehill. So he wasn't throwing draft day, like gassing that sucker back up and trying to get back into shore when Malik Willis was drafted. I guess he was already back on dry land at that point.
I will say, like, there was one question that wasn't asked in the presser that I probably would have asked, which I know is like, yay, woulda, coulda, shoulda, good for you. I understand, and no one's surprised that it was taken earlier, but because remember, when that picture came out, it was right in the height of everyone here freaking out about that. That was what we were freaking about with Ryan Tannehill last week, is that he wasn't at voluntaries or whenever it came out.
Yep.
So it looked like a response to that, right? It looked like a sort of like, I mean, frankly, it looked like a little bit of a middle finger, right?
Yes, it did.
So that would have been my question, is like, okay, we get that it was not, no one's surprised by that, but was this timed or sent out as some kind of an acknowledgement of all the all the stuff. So that would have been interesting to hear his response. On the text line, speaking of interesting, Scott on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com, says, when you get an intern at the station, do you not take them under your wing and teach them things, or do you look at him and your boss and say, not my job? That's a good point, Scott. Actually, when we have interns, I bring them. I set them right next to me, and I say, now listen, we got dog water, we got cheeks, okay, and we got trash. Now, that's the scale. Now, you can say ass 14 times in a show, but you have to spread it out a little bit, okay, so as not to get an FCC violation. And then I talk about, with a variety of important life things that I – so you're right. I mean, I'm being a hypocrite here. Tannehill is an absolute disgrace and should be cut. Take the dead money.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and get to Will in Nashville, who's called in. Will, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, that texture sort of stole my thunder. That was the point I was going to make. Look, let me first say, Tannehill obviously had a terrible game at the end of last year. I was there. He's not a terrible quarterback. Joe, I generally – agree with y'all's perspective on everything, and Joe, with yours in particular on him. So it has nothing to do with that. And by the way, nobody would be talking about this story, but probably a day from now, much less a week from now. But my reaction was exactly what that texter said. I mean, I came up through the banking business. Is it in my job description to sit down with anybody as they come up behind me and mentor them? Of course not. No. And I could certainly answer that, and nobody would take me to task. But people around the room in banking would be like, huh, do I want to work with that guy? And I, you know, does it mean, Joe, he ought to be fired because he said that? Because it's not in his job description? Of course not. But would you have liked to have heard him say, sure, I welcome the opportunity to mentor anybody I can here. This is a team. I'm employed by the Tennessee Titans. Our job is to all get better. Let's go hitch him up and go for it. And you all do. I guarantee you, if somebody asked you, Robbie or Joe, do you welcome the chance to mentor the, you know, the Elijahs of the world and Michelles, and, you know, times 10, you wouldn't say, no, it's not my job description. No. So
I agree with that, Will, but I guess my question to you back would be, like, do you think that Ryan Tannehill is going to sit there and just totally ignore Malik Willis? Like, do you think he's not going to help him whatsoever because he said he wasn't going to be his mentor yesterday?
No, I do not think that, but I think that's beside the point.
That is the entire point.
No. Don't be so tone deaf as to say, so what if Michelle came in and heard you interviewing Joe, and Joe said, no, it's not my job to mentor Michelle. And Michelle, her enthusiasm for the job probably would have dropped a little bit. Now, is there a reality that Joe never would have said anything to help her? Of course not. It just comes across as tone deaf, and you're standing there in front of effectively millions of people. You know, show a brain and just answer it in a thoughtful way. Answer it the way that's going to be the truth, which is, to your point, Robbie, he probably will be a mentor. So just say that. Now,
thanks for calling, Will.
So here's you know, look, I mean, I'm trying to be open to this because, I mean, I think Will, you know, I think Will is thoughtful on this, but let's make it a little bit better of a comparison. Let's say we bring someone in to the show and it's, hey Joe, if this person can essentially not say, you know, and like dribble all over him or herself in the next year, then this person is Robbie's co-host. You know,
right?
I mean, it's a little bit different situation.
You're comparing this to, I mean, Scott's text was about an intern. This is professional sports. Malik Willis is now a professional football player.
Yeah, he's already hired.
Yeah,
and getting paid.
And you know, he was drafted in some regard to replace Ryan Tannehill. Now, look, you know, Ryan Tannehill obviously. You got to embrace competition. Like, I have no qualms with the Titans selecting Malik Willis. And if Ryan Tannehill's not good enough to get it done this year, and Malik Willis is, then move on to Malik Willis. But, like, this idea that in professional sports, it's your job to ensure that your replacement is ready to go, it's just asinine to me.
Right. I mean, so I would expect, I guess, like if someone, let's take it to the, it's obviously an imperfect comparison, but let's take it to the football team. Let's say a rookie receiver. Okay. So Treylon Burks, I would say that Tannehill probably very much thinks his job is to mentor him in the offense, bring him along. They're working together. You know, so I guess if he was asked directly as a follow-up to that, what about Treylon Burks? You know, what about, even like a young offensive lineman or something, it's a different position, but it's more like we're working in unison and tandem with each other and everything has to be working well together. Obviously he should have used a different choice of words because this isn't just people who are just begging for any reason to scream at Tannehill, right? I mean, I think a lot of the reaction to that is, but it's not confined to that. So again, he should have said, I guess, what would be a better way? Like, I don't know. In fact, I need to even hear the question again, exactly what Jared asked, because we are now turning this into like who shot Kennedy at this point.
Yeah. Jim on the text line says, thank goodness that Aaron Rodgers is mentoring Jordan Love. The only thing worse than Warner's take on this is his movie. I've not seen the Kurt Warner movie. I've not heard great things.
I saw 5 minutes of it and it wasn't very good. But I feel like I should give more movies a chance. Michelle
is a big 5-minute movie watcher.
I would also just like to say, Joe and Robbie are great freaking mentors.
Oh, thank you.
Well, but seriously, I mean, we work with you.
Yeah.
And any help we can provide, we provide the help. We're all in a team. But like, I guess, you know, like if we had a press conference when you were hired, I might have said the same thing. It's not my job to mentor Michelle.
No, but if but my thing is like, if I ever have questions, you're not going to be like, no, I'm not answering it. Like, I don't think that's what Tannehill said when he was like, yeah, it's not my job. But as we work together, it's kind of like the Treylon Burks comparison you made with Tannehill. It's like we're all different positions, but we work together.
Well, I just think the whole answer is fine. If you're going to isolate that sentence, then that's what people are doing.
Well, and as Derek on the text line points out, and I cannot agree more with this statement, Derek says, quote, can we quit comparing our jobs to professional athletes? It's a much different and more complex situation.
Yep.
Yes, it is. Very different.
That's true. Our jobs are way harder and we get paid way more, and that's how it should be.
Yes.
GTFO.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans. Ryan Tannehill on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. There's a new way to hear us on Nashville's best sports talk, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Check us out on 106.3 from downtown Nashville to Spring Hill on I-65 and to Murfreesboro on I-24. You now have two choices to hear our great sports programming and the Nashville Predators. Check out 106.3 now and save it as a preset. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Join ESPN 102.5 The Game for the Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament benefiting Folds of Honor coming up on May 16th at Hermitage Golf Course. You can put your team together and come play with athletes, musicians, and other local celebrities. Sign up at thegamenashville.com/golf. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Wednesday morning. I got some tickets to weigh, a family 4-pack of tickets to the Franklin Rodeo coming up to Williamson County Ag Expo Park on Thursday, May 19th. Be caller number 3 at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Caller number 3 will win a family 4-pack of tickets to the Franklin Rodeo at the Williamson County Ag Expo Park coming up on Thursday, May 19th. Joe, lots of reaction to Ryan Tannehill's comments about not being his job to mentor Malik Willis on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Gator Mike texting in says, I could be wrong, but don't teams pay certain people tons of money to mentor young players? I believe they are called coaches. This is coming from Gator Mike on the text line. Thank you. Joe's on mute. Knew we'd have one today.
I mean, who's my mute mentor? How come I never had a mute mentor? Huh?
I've tried.
So some people are making the Pecorine comparison, which I get. But again, you know, Pecorine and UC Saros were really close friends. They were both from Finland. There was some mentoring even in like, hey, young guy from Finland living in Nashville. They became really good friends over time. So you could say Pecorine mentored UC Saros. You made the point of the text line. It was also near the end of his career when Saros, you know, started to emerge as his backup. And again, we're talking right now about a press conference with one question about a guy who hasn't gotten here yet. And one sentence that just should not, to me, be causing this kind of commotion. So Will from Nashville called, is also very active. I'm going to get to this real quick. Said, sorry, a little worked up about this, ha. And he said, you know, the broad brush statement, actually there are, you know, you can compare some jobs to sports, fine. But says, one point I'll concede that's radically different from banking is people we mentor aren't actively trying to take our job. Robbie, I sense that's a distinction you would make, and I'm sympathetic to that point because that's different here. Yeah, I mean, that is. I mean, look, there are. Like, I mean, I'm a big hater of the term culture, right? Like, let's call it work environment. If we could just call it work environment, hey, we're trying to have a good work environment here rather than everybody culture, 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 right? So, I mean, like, there are of course, parallels, but there are also some differences that you just can't get around. And it's, I mean, look, this is a heavily scrutinized and covered job with now someone who has been chosen rather than someone chosen to help you with your job, which is what was stated as the goal, by the way. When the season ended, be great around Tannehill. That was stated. So you traded A.J. Brown and you drafted Malik Willis. So now you're being asked about it in public for the first time, all of it. And I thought Tannehill was honest about A.J. Brown too. No one's talking about those quotes. Those quotes I thought were pretty freaking strong, right? Yeah. Like basically I'll find him, but it was like it's, I mean, he was upset and he said it, you know? So all that's part of this. And then you get asked about the guy. And I guess, again, the entirety of his comment did not make me remotely raise an eyebrow like a millimeter. So maybe that's on me, but I think that this is out of hand.
Well, to me, this entire discussion boils down to how you view the word mentor, because I think some people are viewing it as Ryan Tannehill is just going to totally ignore Malik Willis and that's going to be that, and he's going to act like he doesn't exist. I don't view it that way. I view mentor as more than that. Like, to me, look, it's a problem. If Ryan Tannehill is in the room and he's not being a good teammate to Malik Willis and he's not watching film with Malik Willis and they're not working together on the practice field, that's a problem. But that's not what mentor means to me. Like, somebody brought up this example yesterday of like, well, wouldn't you say that Kevin Byard and Jeffrey Simmons mentor young players? I think they help young players, yes. But in the NFL regular season, your job throughout a given week is to get ready for your opponent. Kevin Byard and Jeffrey Simmons are not worried on a practice week about making sure that, you know, Tier Tart comes along that week. I mean, it's a different thing. So I think a lot of this conversation basically comes down to how do you view the word mentor as to what he was talking about there, which is something that is, I think that's why a lot of this conversation is going around in circles with people on Titans Twitter.
So a quote on A.J. Brown from Tannehill, quote, I was shocked about him being traded. I was shocked. When I first found out, I'm like, this isn't real. This isn't happening. It's a rumor. I slept terrible that night and kept thinking it was just a bad dream. I mean, he made it very clear. You know, he made it very clear, like it was an absolute kick to the gut for him, you know, but that gets, which again, I appreciate the honesty on that. And I think that I've been through a million antiseptic press conferences where that answer would be, I mean, frankly, Mariota would have said something like, well, you know, whatever best for the team is what it's best for the team and blah, blah, blah. And he probably would have given a more satisfactory answer for a lot of people to this question too. And I appreciate some honesty. And again, I just don't think it's, I mean, you're exactly right. You are, I mean, together they are collectively, they're learning the game plan in a given week. There's a playbook and, you know, Ryan Tannehill is going to help him. I'm confident that if he doesn't, it's going to become a thing. And then I will look at it differently. But that one little sentence in that answer causing this much stir, I still think a big portion of it is just the anti-Tannehill sentiment that has obviously grown quite a bit over the last few months.
Let's go to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Mark from Paris texting in says, they're talking about Tannehill and Willis on First Things First. Tannehill makes $38 million more than anyone on the team. He should be a leader and do the right thing. This is coming from Mark from Paris on the text line. I mean, again, this is
here's the question.
This is my least favorite conversation of all time.
Well, you know, so this week we can tell people, you know, we're doing Jared versus Joe on this show in about an hour. You are charged with shaping the conversation. If you'd like, you could ask five different questions about the comment, which Jared would love. And then if we could play his question every time.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. It would be like, you know, like he just like superpower surging through his body. So you have a little bit of a hand here in where this goes.
I don't know if I'm ready for Jared versus Joe today. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle this.
Me either, Robbie. Caroline. Don't worry.
What is this text? Read Ryan's complete statement if he learns. So in other words, is that a bad thing?
Well, no, he's talking about, you know, everybody's making a big deal of the, I don't think it's my job to mentor him. But right after that, he says, but if he learns from me along the way, that's a great thing. That's how he closed out the quote there.
And that's a really important quote afterward, isn't it? That's a great thing.
I think so.
It's, again, like his job, which is very difficult, is to prepare weekly, to prepare for a season, to be the starting quarterback. He's gonna be part of the group that helps Malik Willis get wherever he's going to go. I'll be shocked if Ryan Tannehill does anything to undermine him or anything negative at all. We've just spent an hour on this, man.
I blame you.
I'm sorry. I mean, the text line is just, it's just a popping, you know? I don't know.
Coming up next, we'll get Gentry Estes' thoughts on this situation with Ryan Tannehill.
And only this situation.
We will also talk about the Nashville Predators in a playoff hockey game as well. Gentry Estes from the Tennessee and coming up on the other side live from Colorado. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.